Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
Live from Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Got them coming.
You got them coming? Got them coming. They right there.
Well, that was quick.
They got in, they got in here. Clint got his... He got it all right there. He got a little corn, potato.
Special sauce. Typically not a sauce guy with my crawfish, but I'll give it a shot. I trust you.
It's on the side here.
I trust you.
What'd you get, 3 pounds?
I think that's just two. We're
building up.
My in-show poundage is two. It's my limit, man. I got to be able to knock it out in the break. It's actually three.
That's on purpose.
But they suggested
Tyler, right?
Two.
There's no way his end game poundage. That's on purpose.
Right, it's got. I mean, it came out naturally last week, and I thought it sounded really good, so I thought I'd stick with it.
Yeah,
natural pounding.
I mean, I can't stick with. I mean, I can't get on the same level of that fella that's got that Houndem and Poundem.
Houndem and Poundem, Jim Adler. Texas Hammer.
I can't get on that one, but I don't think it's Jim. I think you just combined two different.
Did I say Jim Adler? What did I say?
The Texas Hammer, but I think it's actually
what's his name?
It's Dick. It's Dick.
Get Dick. Yeah.
I'll hound him and pound.
Hound him
and
pound.
No.
You're right. That ain't Jimmy.
Ooh.
You're right.
Yeah. Bottom line is, ain't neither one of them Mo Karam injury lawyers, so it don't matter. But you know where I was going with it.
You said hound him and pound him, and then old Jamie's over there snickering at you as soon as you said it right there. You know, she's hanging him and banging him too right now. So come on out here. But again, Clint, he's got a quick 2 pounds. But listen. You get up here.
They pass the eye test.
They do, don't they? I see the little season on there.
Here's the deal. It's they got to be. It's got to be between kind of mid to large, right? These are probably large, I would guess. But I like them to be mid to large because if the shell gets too dark, it'll tear your fingers up and you can't suck the head the way you're supposed to suck the head, right? So the size, the color. It doesn't seem like that they're not real wet. I prefer the traditional. I'll call it traditional way of bull and crawfish. They're not real wet. What I love about them too, they're not overloaded. So your poundage is not overloaded with potatoes and corn. And
got to optimize the poundage,
Tyler. You do. It is very important, right? And the sauce is. I mean, it's sexy, so I'll try it. If I'm gonna be honest with you, if it thickens up or something, I'm probably not gonna give it a shot. But it looks like it's butter and maybe some lemon lime.
I love dipping in.
Maybe
that.
A little either Louisiana Tabasco.
Just
butter and
hot sauce.
There
right
you
there.
Go. I mean, let the cat out of the bag.
They're not playing around with a little butter and hot sauce.
That's what it looks like, butter and hot sauce.
There it is. That looks good.
Come on, baby.
I tell you, Lauren loves to dip it in her little butter.
She likes hot sauce?
I don't know if she likes the hot sauce, but she likes to sit right there and have me open them up and then put them in her little bowl, and she just likes to go to work.
It's going
to
be a tough segment for me.
Yeah, I know it.
It's going to be a tough segment. I got 13 more minutes, and I got to stare at these things.
I was going to say, it's a long one, too. Mm. But get on out here. By the way, all this he's breaking down, if you're just listening, again, we are here in Katy at Stars Sports Bar and Grill, and you can get these very bugs that he's talking about. Got the corn, got the potato in there as well. $30 all you can eat all day long. All day until close. $30 all you can eat. So bring your ass. It's just that simple. Bring your ass. My man Russell, he didn't came out here. You might as well get you some.
Attack
Russell,
that ass.
That's all right. Shout out to Russell. Russell said he was a part of the ones who helped build NRG Stadium. I see you out there, Russell. Come on out here.
Hey, I don't know if you still got it in your bag, Russ, but get ready because they're going to need some upgrades coming around the corner.
They're
going to spend some money to upgrade NRG. I hope you still got your hammer and them nails, brother.
And 97 might be ready for you to come on out again.
Used to be Carter Lyons.
Get ready to lay them bricks again. So, it's a good time to be ahead out here. All right, Clint, I wanted to get into this at 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in as well. Listen, I think we fairly have questions about the offense, right? I think especially the offensive line, after everything you saw what happened last year and what they brought in as reinforcements, there are very fair questions to have for this offense. But I think most everybody is at worst extremely confident on what this defense can be. We've talked about it, top five, it feels like, top 10 at the absolute worst, the way this defense looks. But, Clint, I think the way we can really tell about how good a defense is against what do you do against the top offenses. Right, this defense is going to smother the hell out of Cam Ward and the Titans. They're going to smother them. Probably going to do the same to Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. Probably are going to give, teams like the Raiders hell. Probably even Sean Payton, the Broncos. They're going to smother teams that don't have, a lot of weapons and things. Like, you can look at it. Jacksonville, they probably will give them hell. Depending on what Hunter and Brian Thomas bring to the table. But you can see most of them. But it's those really good offenses, right, Clint? That's how you can tell how good a defense is. How do you fare against? Because it don't make no difference. Like, you can really have a defense look good if you give up 6 points to the Titans, but you give up 28 to the Ravens, or you give up 32 to the Ravens. How are they going to be? And I think the thought that I want to go is, how confident and how do you feel about this defense as they go up against the top offenses? And they have several, Clint, to look at this year. Would you put the Rams in that?
Absolutely.
The Rams there.
Yeah. Right out of the gate.
Hey,
yeah.
The Bucs, I know you maybe not think Tampa, but Tampa had the number 3 overall total offense last year. That's a group, and they added another receiver, the kid from Ohio State. They added him. The Ravens, of course, you know what they have done to you here recently. They put up 32, 31 easy on you last year. And then you got the Bills, who were the number one scoring offense in football last year. Obviously the Chiefs, who have obviously Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. They are more healthy this year. I think the Chargers are a team. They've added to their running back room. They've added receivers. That's another group. How confident are you that the Texans will be able to play really, really well against those top offenses?
Very confident.
Yeah.
Very confident. I love, obviously, we saw last year multiple times them be able to get after a quarterback, that had been comfortable for the most part of the year, right? I mean, so the ability to get after the quarterback is one thing. The ability to do that and not have to bring additional helmets, to bring safeties, bring backers, bring nickel defenders, the ability to do that is there. We've seen it. Right now, what's beautiful, what I think is most beautiful about the stride that the Texans defense has made this year is when I look at their secondary, and I include their nickel defenders in that secondary, I love the options, right? Depending on what an offense is trying to throw at you from a personnel standpoint, you got guys that can cover tight ends, that can be physical and rush. And I'm talking about, again, in the secondary. I'm not talking about linebackers and D-linemen. I'm talking about in the secondary. You got guys that are really, really good and have great instincts rushing the passer. You have guys that are long and have great instincts in playing zone defense. You got the ability to slide Kamari Lassiter in, or you can leave him outside and bring another a third corner in. I think the kid they drafted out of USC this year is going to be a really, really good player, at least in that role. So you've got a nickel coverage package. You've got a nickel zone package. You've got a nickel pressure package. You've got depth at all positions. I think the secondary takes his defense to the next level. And the most important part about that is you're talking about guys that have the ability to show one look and then shift into something else, which is what you have to do against the experienced quarterbacks in this league. You can't show them a picture and then stay in that snap after snap after snap after snap. You've got to be able to move. You've got to be able to shift around. You've got to be able to change personnel. You've got to be able to give them different looks. We know D'Amico Ryans can do that. The question is will the Texans personnel ever get to a point where he has the ability to do it? And I think they are. They're there right now.
Yeah, you bring up the point, man. You can rush the passer the way they can. And we, as you said, we saw with D'Amico, hell, if he wants to, he can load up and bring pressure and bring blitzes. If we remember the number he did on Caleb Williams, which led CJ to have to let him know about things. The number he did on other quarterbacks where he just said, F it. I'm just going to bring the blitz to go along with guys. And not just bring the blitz to get linebackers or safeties in, but to bring the blitz. There are multiple times he brought blitzes with Petrie that allowed guys like Will and Daniil to get one-on-one against guys that can't touch him. And that was the whole deal, was to get, you know, advantages and matchups, and he's been able to do that. But you marry their pass rush with what their potential can be in the secondary, and it is nasty. And Clint, this is the thing about this defense that if you're a Texans fan, you got to be excited as hell about, is they got a bunch of guys that have been good and are good currently that you get the feel just by experience and age that this is not the best that they're going to be, right? Like, we look and see Kamari Lassiter and you think, well, now he's the full year. He knows what training camp is. He knows it's his job. He's played a full year. He's got to have huge confidence. There's probably a step for him. There's probably – we saw Petrie in this defense get comfortable. There's maybe a step for him. The other kid in the back end that they got, the kid from USC whose name is just escaping, Kalen Bullock. There's got to be another step with him. Hell, Will. We saw Will make a jump. There's another step. That's the other part, is they've got guys that you know are going to get better.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing about Kamari Lassiter, because I think that's the key here, right? And this is not an effort for me to be right from my bold prediction last year at all. It's not. But I'm not sure that he's not good. That he, the best place for Kalen Bullock isn't inside at a nickel defender.
Lassiter,
Kamari Lassiter. Like, and I'm not saying that he's not good enough. Like last year, my thought was he's not good enough to be outside. He needs to be sheltered inside, right? He needs to be protected a bit inside.
You're saying that, now, from
I was
a playmaker
wrong on that.
Perspective.
Bingo. I'm talking about impacting the game, right? Like outside, there's D'Amico's going to, with the exception of obviously Stingley. Stingley's a guy that when you need him, he travels, he can do all that, right? Kamari Lassiter is going to be a guy that more times than not is going to be soft. He's not going to take a lot of risk in terms of undercutting. You know, he's and I don't think it's by design. I think it's just D'Amico's defense, right? There's going to be some protection there. There's going to be maybe some passive play there. I'm not sure that him, as physical as he is and the instincts that he has, is not able to impact the game in a much bigger way if they get him down there in the mix. Now, obviously, you got Jalen Petrie, but you're talking about two total different players. One's a coverage defender, and one is more of a rusher and a zone defender. So it's going to take both of them, but I'm not sure that he doesn't impact the game more from inside. Yeah. And so, and you that option.
The Ravens game is a good reminder. He slid in. Yeah. He forced a safety.
Well, you were kind of handcuffed last year because every time you tried to get Jeff Okuda or one of these dudes in the game, they got absolute torched, right? Yeah. So you don't have the ability to move him around. Now, if you've got the ability to move him around, you look at the Davante Adams touchdown with the Jets when he caught it over Jalen Petrie, right? You take that completely out of the mix. Now, I'm not saying Davante Adams doesn't beat Kamari Lassiter if he's pressed in the slot, but you got a cover defender that can be in his hip pocket at least now. So you've got – there's just a – that is a – D'Amico's ability to do that this year is a game changer for this defense.
Text line coming in. The linebackers are going to be a liability in coverage. Christian Harris would certainly help that. E.J. Speed, I think, are guys that have a better chance at that. I can understand that when you get guys like Henry Toa Toa and Aziz locked up. To me, it's not even that. To me, the only thing that I would worry about is we talked about how do they perform against these good teams is when teams like the Ravens, teams like Buffalo, Kansas City did it to them, especially in the first, is if they run the ball. And well, like that to me is the thing that could be the hurt for this team.
Well, but let's go back to the versatility now with the different personnel. Now, I'm assuming there's some guys that work out, and I mean, they may be flops, they may be in the same position. But like last year, like, I mean, we all knew, anybody that watches football knew that if you put Aziz Alshire against the Chiefs in zone coverage in the middle of the field, Kelsey's going to torch him.
Yeah.
Right? It may not be all game long, but Kelsey and Mahomes are eventually going to get him. Right, and their deal is most times, sometimes it takes three quarters, but they eventually get you, and it puts you down two scores, and the game's over. Right, the truth of the matter is, last year you didn't have many options. Your hands were D'Amico's injuries, hands were tied from a perspective of what do you do defensively. Right, this year you can do things again. I'm talking about like put Kamari Lassiter inside, and then play man, and put him on Travis Kelce, or put him on a tight end that's able to work the middle of the field better, and you have a much better chance than if Aziz Alshire is roaming center field. I mean, the texter's right. If Aziz Alshire is in zone coverage, a deep zone coverage, and he's working the middle of the field and he's responsible for the middle of the field, we're going to get torched. I just think D'Amico has more options to keep us out of that position this season.
Yeah. No, yeah, to me, yeah, that the versatility, that's what I'm saying. The only place to me where there could be problems for this defense that then you would have to change thinking it could affect the other stuff is if you get games like the Ravens just ran it down their throats.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. Like the Chiefs in the first game, they didn't run it great the whole time until the end.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't get them off the field and couldn't stop Kareem Hunt and stuff like that. Like that's the only, to me, real concern of weakness with this defense is if a team is just aggressive in running the football, that may be the potential weakness.
Yeah.
But Foley's there, and he was good when he was in there last year, and the guys up front they can hold it down. But that's the only concern.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you're going to have your hands full with Philadelphia and their ability to run the football. You're going to have your hands full with Baltimore and their ability. I know they don't play Philadelphia. I'm just talking about football in general. If we play Baltimore, you're going to have your hands full. It's Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, man.
Indy in the division.
Indy, well, it should. I don't know what they're going to do, but yeah, you should. Jonathan Taylor with potentially Anthony Richardson should be a problem. But now it becomes a chess match between the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator, and now D'Amico has more options. He's got more chess pieces to play with.
Yeah. Again, where the hell is Shannon and Steve at?
Hey, man, I had that in my notes, checking in on them, man. What the hell? Anybody check on them? They healthy? They all right?
What's going on? They said they was going to be here way before we were.
He laid that Harley down the way up here or what?
I'm about to say, they got to be around the corner. Said we was going to be here way before we were. I'm getting a little worried now. Get your asses on up here. All right, as we continue here live, as we're in Katy, Star Sports Bar and Grill, and the crawfish is rolling. Clint is about to tear into this, and I'm certain he will make it completed by the time we get back here from break. But you can get on down here. All you can eat all day, $30. You can get crawfish here. All you can eat. You cannot pass that up. And you got a chance to win prizes as well. Lance McCullers He gets the ball tonight. How important is this? Is Lance pitching for a spot in the rotation tonight? We'll discuss.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That coming up
live from Star Sports Bar and Grill in Katy. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Those of you on YouTube and Twitch are getting a real treat as Tyler Clint has. He's got what, three to go here before he knocks out his first 2 pounds of the day. And that was a quick break.
Suck them heads, Clint.
And he's getting there. Come on now, cheer him on over there on YouTube and Twitch, as he is finishing up. He's moved past the potato and the corn, and is going right for it all. And you, as you see them, as he said, they're pretty good.
Damn, make me hungry.
They're pretty good, and they're $30 all you can eat. So you just keep doing this all day too. And there's TVs all over the place where you can sit in here and watch what you need to watch, and you got a want to give a thought on how you feel about these bugs?
Correction, tremendous,
okay.
Really good. Should not be $30 all you can eat. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just here to tell you. Not trying to run your business. Too good to be $30 all you can eat. Too damn good to be $30 all you can eat.
There you go. They're on round two right here. They're all you can eat. There you go. I see you.
I'm telling you, if you're out there and you can hear us right now, and you like boiled crawfish, and I haven't met many folks that didn't like boiled crawfish and cold beer, but I'm not going to push the cold beer down you. But $30 all you can eat for that right there, that's chance of a lifetime, man.
If
you're a crawfish eater, you're going to be disappointing yourself for not coming in here.
Well,
and I'm dead ass serious too. I ain't blowing smoke. He ain't paid me a dollar.
No, he had.
Might good. As well. That's coming to
I'm
me.
I'm telling you, that is really, really good.
Well,
I would say on the larger side. The key here, and I don't know how to cook it this way, but the key is to get them to where the tail slides out without sticking. And there's juice in the head. Them two things right there, that goes a long way. Now, the flavor's obviously important, but they are tremendous. It tastes like there's a little bit of I get a little bit of a tiny hint of orange in there. He puts orange. You put orange in when you boil them? Lemon? Okay. Wrong citrus, but it was there.
There's some citrus.
There's a. It's really, really good.
There you go.
Traditional. The hot sauce and the butter mix puts it over the top for me a little bit. It's a little spicy on my soup coolers. Start burning a little bit.
There you go. You're what?
My soup coolers.
First timer, right there. Never heard that before. You heard that one before, Tyler? Haven't heard that.
Never heard that.
I hit that dip about every third or fourth crawfish. I can't suck the head and use the dip on everyone. That'll get me burned up out of here.
Where he's talking about and where we are and where you can get what he just described for $30 all you can eat all day long is finally they didn't walk their asses up in here. We're gonna be here before y'all do. Oh, now it's on him. Stop it, Shannon. Just take some responsibility. Y'all together in here late. But no, we are here, and you can get what he just described right here at Stars Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy.
Wow.
Stars Sports Bar and Grill. Make your way in right now. $30, all you can eat. The Bud Light girls are here as well. They're hooking you up with some goodies as well. So come on out, do your thing, enjoy yourself. I know you're about getting off work here soon, so come on out here and hang out with us. $20. $20 for pitchers here as well, for buckets of beer here as well. Excuse me, not pitchers. I don't know how much the pitchers are, but buckets of beer, $20 as well.
I think 20 would be expensive for a bucket.
Yeah,
for a pitcher.
I don't know how much those are. I could throw a price on there, but a bucket of beers, $20 as well. So come on out, enjoy yourself. Coming up here at the end of hour three, you can be our next winner to win. A $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Wow.
We're doing that at the end of each hour here. So we've already hooked someone up today. You can be another winner as well. All you got to do is sign your name and put it in our raffle box. All right, Clint, Lance McCullers gets the ball tonight. Lance McCullers he's coming off a rough one, right?
Yeah.
I'd say he was able to record one out, and I'm telling you, boy, I don't know that I've ever seen 7 runs come across in 36 pitches by somebody. I've never. And he hit people and walked people.
Oh,
but I don't know that I've ever seen it get done like that. But I'm telling you, Lance, he struggled. He struggled big time. And obviously we had some idiots who made that performance even worse. But we're past that. Hopefully he can come out in a big game against the Rangers here. You drop that game where Hunter Brown throws really a masterpiece. 8 innings, 1 run, nobody in the bullpen had to come in. Lance, they need Lance, obviously, not to blow up like he did last time. But I wonder, Clint, is this Lance, we need to really see something from you tonight or you might be in trouble. And people are yelling, "Yeah!" here in the building.
Yeah, look, I think all these starts moving forward are important for Lance, and it's not necessarily because he blew up the last start that didn't help any. But I think it's more about, you know, who are you? You didn't pitch for 900 plus days, and I said 5 starts. You know, some people may. I think you were up towards 10, whatever.
5 to 10, yeah.
But look, I think the first 5 or 6 times that we see Lance McCullers is going to dictate whether he can actually help this rotation or not, and. He needs a good outing. I mean, you're talking about a guy that went out there and the wheels came off, and everybody understands. Hell, he hadn't thrown a pitch in damn near 1,000 days. I mean, you understand that it wasn't going to be perfect, right? I think it is. Typically, I am like I'm just annoyed as hell with big league pitchers that can't throw strikes. Like that baffles me. But in his situation,
you can understand.
Again, he hadn't pitched in forever. He's already a high strung and he's a tightly wired dude anyway, and so it didn't shock me that he had some issues control wise early on his comeback here. But now he's got to go back out there and right that ship, and be able to throw strikes and be able to it doesn't have to be pretty, but chew some innings up and give us a chance to win the game. So yeah, I think it's a huge outing for Lance McCullers. We're talking about, you know, the third one here.
This is
so,
third
yeah,
start.
Yeah, I think
his
the,
first
I think
one
the
was
rust.
Fine. His first one was fine. Didn't give him any runs. Now there was traffic, and you wouldn't love him throwing 87 pitches
yeah.
and 3 2/3 innings. But That like that one was one you're like, all right, he just got started. Obviously, this is different than Corpus and Sugarland.
Yeah.
And even though it is the White Sox, which is actually kind of close. But I mean, you can understand it. Now, if he gets shelled two games in a row, and now if you look at it, his next two starts, Clint, are against Texas, who you came into the series tied, and now they're one game up on you.
Yeah.
And if if it adds up, his next start's going to be against the Mariners, who's in front of you. Like these are I know it's May, but these are important starts right now for this team.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The opponent does. I know it does matter, but for me as a fan, it doesn't. You know, I mean, when it's all said and done, at some point, I'm going to give you two or three starts to get this rust off. But at some point in time, we got to turn the corner. We got to start. You know, showing some promise again as a starter that can help this team with keeping this World Series window open, with making a run in the playoffs, not just surviving a regular season. You know, at least that's my hope as a fan with Lance McCullers, is that he can actually help you win an ALCS and hopefully get to, you know, potentially another World Series kind of deal, not just be part of a rotation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, at some point he's got to turn the corner, and that grace period to shake off a little rust has got to be gone.
Yeah, text line coming through. I think they need to be done with Lance if he struggles again. Also coming through, hopefully Lance can make it four innings and no more than four runs. If Lance craps the bed again, then you can consider him done and move on. I just can't. As you said, man, it was over 900 days since the last time he pitched in the majors, and let's not forget Lance's track record ahead of it. Right, Lance McCullers was this team's ace. The last time he was healthy through a full season, he was this team's ace. The last time he pitched consistently, he was the third starter on the team that won the World Series. He had an amazing game, six-inning shutout ball against Seattle, if my memory is correct, in that postseason. He got his ass lit up by the Phillies in the World Series, but he, you know, he's one of the best pitchers. So he can have one of these. Damn it. I mean, he gets one of these. Now, you start rolling multiple ones, and if this is the third straight start, Clint, where he doesn't have a feel for his off-speed pitches, which he said in the first two starts, then you know, you start to have conversations. But come on, man. As I said yesterday, he's earned the right to get a couple of starts here. But this is important, man. You got to bounce back. And to me, Clint, it's got to be – he's got to give you some innings. He's got to give you a little bit. He's got to give you four to five innings. Five innings to me right now, Clint, if you were able to stretch him 87, he's got to give you five innings, and he just has to give you a chance. Like, he's got to give the team a chance. That last game, man, you ain't get nobody a chance. There's seven outs, seven runs before we got two outs. Like, you don't give nobody a chance, right? And blew through the bullpen. He's got to at least do that. And I think he can get there. I believe in it. And you know what that means, folks? Lance is pitching tonight. We might have some live lineups done here at the Star Sports Bar and Grill today.
I'll be damned.
Fellas, if it, you know, Lance is pitching.
Look
it's
out,
a Friday. Lance is pitching.
Let's
now.
Let's go.
I might be a little pitchy, but I'm gonna try to work it out. I'm gonna try to take the mic down. I'm gonna try to work it out here. So
yeah.
Big one tonight here for Lance. All right, Clint. There's an interesting story in the NFL about a quarterback that I really want to get your thoughts on how serious this is, because I have heard people go from one end of the spectrum on this conversation. Can't wait to hear that coming.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Up next.
You're gonna get hard.
Live from Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live and having a good time here in Katy. You should make your way here as well. At a Star Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy, a good time is being had. All you can eat crawfish, $30. And remember, if you are in the building, coming up as soon as this segment ends, we will announce our next winner for $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you have not filled out your name and put it in the raffle box, you can do so right here. We are going to be announcing our next winner coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes, so stay tuned for that. All right, Clint, by the way, Tyler, you missed it. Now, Monday, we're about to start this thing up, Clint. Tyler, you missed it yesterday. I talked about it yesterday. I need to have some accountability. I'm a weigh in every Monday live on the show. Every Monday, we're gonna try to get this weight down a little bit.
Right,
I see
you. I'm gonna jump on the scale on the show. I feel like having that motivation and that accountability of knowing I got to walk in here and step on this thing.
You got this, bruh.
And
you'll come through and get in the sauna. Baytown, get on the sauna.
No, I won't cheat.
Ain't nothing wrong.
We do have a pick of time because I do need to know when I need to do my sprints and sweat right before we jump on that scale every single Monday. I need to figure that out.
Make sure every Sunday afternoon before that sun goes down, you get you a good little walk jog. You'll sweat.
Hell, before I come in on Monday.
Ooh, it's already getting there, man. I was working out this morning. Boy, that garage got hotter than all get out.
Oh, I bet it did.
I was dripping. I didn't even need to go to the sauna. I was like, turn that thing off. I don't need it.
Hell, it's 95 out here, 93 out here today. So, yeah, it's a hot one out there.
Love it.
But, yeah.
Absolutely love it.
It's each and every Monday, Tyler, starting up Monday. We'll see what the damage is, how bad it is on Monday.
Man. What do you think? What do you think it's going to be at on Monday?
Oh, probably bad.
Well, I mean, give us a guess. Give me a guesstimation right now. I mean,
it's we can range anywhere from maybe 290 to maybe in the threes. Could hit the threes.
It's over three.
It could be. I don't know. You never know.
Well, the higher you start, the better better it's going to look at the end. So let's get to eating, bub.
Let's get to eating and drinking, man.
We got 2 days. Let's fill you up, baby. You never know.
But no, man. I do want to get your thoughts on this situation with Caleb Williams, Clint. Seth Wickersham, ESPN, put out an article that came out talking about the Bears quarterback, Caleb Williams. There's a lot of things in the article. But in particular, I wanted to get your thought because I've heard so many different former players kind of go each, different ways. Some people who really had issues with Cam, with Caleb Williams, and kind of put this at his feet, or some who had issues with the Bears, like Mark Schlereth had issues with the Bears, and then I saw James Jones and Emmanuel Acho and Chase Daniel who had issue more or less with Caleb Williams on this thing. But one of the things that came out is Caleb Williams said he watched film alone with no instruction or guidance from coaches during his rookie season. This is all coming from his dad doing this this article with Seth Wickersham of ESPN. He said, "No one tells me what to watch." Caleb Williams told his dad, "I just turn it on." How realistic do you believe that is the case of a quarterback or a young player like that, a young quarterback in particular, being instructed on what to watch, on how does that, like, what was your experience? And when you hear that, is that unusual that, you know, that maybe you wouldn't get instruction? Like, what's your opinion on what you heard?
Well, I don't have the context. All film is watched by himself and he's not given any instruction, I find that very, very difficult to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, typically the way that works is when you break up out of offensive meetings on, let's call it a Wednesday, right? First day, long practice. All right, today we're working, you know, we're going to work first and second down. We're going to work play action. We're going to work our base offense and not a whole lot of situational stuff. We're going to work our base offense. And so you go in, you go, okay, this is a team that likes to play, you know, they're 70% of the time they play split safeties. So you know they're a split safety defense. And so you're watching maybe just complete games or complete halves of whatever, however much ever film is out there this year, the most recent. And then you may nail it down to go, okay, well, they also, you know, when they do blitz, this is how they blitz, right? So you may catch, you know, during that game, as you're watching the game, you're catching the split safeties, you're catching, see if you can pick up anything on the blitzes. You know, it's really kind of just a general overview of what this team likes to do. And then at whatever point in the week you get into, okay, third down they like to play man, or third down they like to play quarters, then, you know, you may catch 30 minutes with the coach before practice, and you may catch, you know, 30 minutes with the coach after practice, where it's actually your plays that were on film versus the scout team. I find it hard to believe that nobody was watching film with him at all.
But like, because when you take film on, like your rookie year in Dallas,
yeah,
or Romo was there, Quincy Carter was there, you all, your rookie years, was there a instruction or what it was when you take stuff home to watch film? Like, did you have an understanding, or was it like, hey, yeah, man,
like I said, in the that week's game plan, the playbook, a little bitty playbook they give you, it's a game plan. It's not as big as a whole playbook. It's a little one. Within there, whatever you're trying to look at on Tuesday, like on Wednesday, which quarterbacks on Tuesday, you should get an overview. Like, that's the weird thing, is I'm shocked he wasn't going in on his off day and sitting down with the quarterback coach and watching all this stuff.
That would be, especially for him, a rookie, a young guy. By the way, remember, their OC got fired midway through the season in his first year.
Shane Waldron got fired.
In his first year.
Thomas Brown got bumped up. Kerry Joseph was a quarterback coach. Now, this looks awful for all those guys.
So so to you, it does look bad on their behalf.
Yeah,
this isn't something for
a quarterback or a father to be able to shape their mouth to say that my son wasn't given direction in any way, shape, or form is unacceptable. You're failing at your job if that is the case. Like, that quarterback should feel, he should be falling asleep at the desk. You're watching so much film. Right. And you should at least invite him and offer it. Hey, I mean, Tuesday, I'll come up here Tuesday. I'll be here for 3 hours on our off day. If you want to watch film between this window, I'll be here. Let's watch it. Let's get a good idea.
It'd be crazy to think that CJ and Gerard or Bobby weren't, like, it wasn't a clear communication and understanding of how this should be executed.
Like, I would be shocked if Gerard Johnson is taking his Tuesday off and not meeting with these guys. Like, the thought of, like, what I would do if it were me is on a Tuesday, I would have my guys come up. I would at least offer it to them. It would be voluntary, mandatory. I would say, hey, I'm going to be up here from 3 to 5 o'clock this afternoon. And what we're going to do is we're going to cover, we get a general overview of what they like to do defensively. We're going to look at third down, see what they like to do on third down, and we're going to look at the blitz package. So we're going to have a good idea before any of the other guys even get here on Wednesday. We're going to have a really good idea of the basics of what this team does. And we'd go through that film, and we'd identify everything. And so that's why I find it strange that he wouldn't have watched a lot of film with those guys. None of those guys. Shane Waldron, Thomas
Brown. It's almost hard to believe that maybe Caleb and his dad are maybe a little maybe stretching what's happening.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you – No, it doesn't. I don't know what was going on, but I mean, I find it hard to believe that there was no direction. But the interesting part is that you got a quarterback that can even shape his mouth to even assume that, like his dad.
And they're saying it's totally different with Ben Johnson. Right now.
So that's clearly there was a. So he was dropping the ball. Clearly there was a problem. And if there weren't, and I were one of those coaches, Thomas Brown, Shane, well, I would come out and say it. In today's world, in 2025, like this Caleb Williams, after being the most hit quarterback in the league, as talented as he was, as maybe generational talent type guys he was, for you to get thrown under the bus of being a guy that didn't watch film with your quarterback, like, I mean, that's career killing type stuff. Like I would step up and say, no, hell, we watched film. I gave him the opportunity to watch his film, and all these. Here's exactly what we did. Unless I dropped the ball and I wasn't there.
And I pose this. If someone texted in, I think Caleb Williams' dad is full of crap. Is what I think. I think he's trying to blame his son's poor performance on the team and not his son, who is a damn diva. Listen,
I think Caleb Williams and his father are interesting cats. Like, I think they're different dudes. They came up in an era. He came up in an era where these young quarterbacks, from the time they can throw a football, are literally like, I mean, just treated as if they're the best thing since sliced bread, and everybody holds their hand with every bit of development. And so you get to the league, and a lot of the development stops when you get to the league.
And so you say hold their hand, like people are constantly on them.
I mean, constantly, like private coaches are, because a guy like that is so talented, private coaches want to do it for free so that they can have that for advertisement, so they can put their name on him, right? And so when it comes to watching film, it's sit down, man. We're going to watch this team. We're going to watch this coverage. I'm going to tell you everything. So since he's been 10 or 12 years old, he's been just catered to. Well, and you get to the league and the development, the league overall is not a developmental league. And you get to the league and all of a sudden it's like, hey, man, here's what they do offensively. Here's three games. Go to the house and watch it.
But, like, I mean, I'm just thinking, if I'm him and I'm, you know, Matt Eberflus or that staff, Shane Walter, like, this is my job. This is the number one pick. Like, this is the guy that is going to be the thing that gets us over the hump. Like, CJ is for Houston, like the kid is for Washington. I am all over him. Like, there is, like,
no question.
Like, I am, like, we're working. I'm calling him throughout. Like, you would think it would be over, like overkill on how much.
I would come out and be overkill on my defense of myself of like,
I would too on that,
partner.
Yeah. I will too on that. All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, college football. There's a big time topic in college football right now, Ron. That is, I think, from just your casual fan all the way to your rabid college fan wants to hear this. It's gonna be. Looks like it's gonna be voted on. It has to do with the college football playoffs. We'll hit that. And Greg Cosell, one of my favorite listens, one of my favorite follows on social media. He had a little something to say that I think is the best way, not the best, let me correct that, one of the top two or three ways that the Texans can actually improve in a big way this year. We'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.